This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects. As we continue to roll on, it's Nick, Barry, Joel, as we've again had just another phenomenal award-winning type show. One that I do want to mention that I would be remiss if I did not mention on your baked potato issue of the best stuffed baked potato, Buffalo Grill. Buffalo Grill, fantastic. And if you want the best pancakes around, by the way, Buffalo Grill again. Their breakfasts, people, I'm not kidding. If you don't plan like what time you go, the line gets out the door and around the corner, but it is all world.
Really,
really good stuff, Buffalo Grill, yeah.
Several others coming in, so I haven't tried the stuffed baked potato factory. That just sounds like somebody
sounds
made
good.
That up.
Sounds good, though.
It sounds like someone, where can you get a good stuffed baked potato? At the stuffed baked potato factory.
Yeah, it just sounds too generic.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they were just
now,
being smart.
Now, if that was at the food court at the mall, that would be bad.
Ryan Smokehouse in Webster. That was from Screwed Up, Maine.
I think Lamont has one, too.
Does he?
He does, Harlan's, but he makes Harlan's everything barbecue. Racial.
Yeah.
But you get left out of this one, Nick,
yeah.
for some reason. But we know. But, you know, like Lamont says, you boys, no Nick, not you, are extremely white. Well, most people don't think so, Lamont, if you listen to the show. But I don't expect you to know this, but the best stuffed baked potato is in South Park, Harlan's Barbecue, the one by the village that Scarface references. I've heard of Harlan's Barbecue before.
Fedor said Anthony Bourdain went to Burns Barbecue, which is the one we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. When he was in Houston, Slim Thugger took him there. You guys need to go try it. This one, Red, said Triple J's on Homestead. It comes with three meats, and he sent a picture of it. Dude, it's not just like a little bit of chopped beef. It's like a half a sausage, couple of ribs, some chopped beef on there, all on one potato. That's what I'm talking about. You can just move the ribs to the side and get down and have ribs on the side of a stuffed baked potato. And I think we have a winner, though, because we got a lot of text coming in all at once, where everyone said the Potato Shack in Huntsville and College Station. And we must have got 5, 6, 7 tweets right away that all said that. So I feel like that might be the winner.
Okay.
So there you go.
Now, by the way, feel like you got to taste it in order to make it a winner?
I mean, if enough people say it's good, it probably is. Did you see that last night, that Mekhi Brown thing?
I did. Everybody was making fun of him saying he's going to probably play for, like, what, Vanderbilt or something?
I said, dude, I hope you enjoyed your state, Alabama. It'll be the last time. Didn't he shove his coach?
He went after the coach. And tried to get his pass so he could yank him. His teammate saved his ass. Then, what was it, not more than, like, two possessions later, he made one hell of a tackle on the special teams.
A clothesline.
It looked dirty, and it was, I mean, but it wasn't, it was clean.
I thought he was going to choke slam him to hell like The Undertaker because he wrapped around him, and I thought he was just going to hip bump him and do the old choke slam to hell, but he clothesline tackled him. But like you said, it was clean. I mean, there was nothing dirty about it. It was just aggressive. But then he's getting high fives after that, and I thought, that's not going to help you. Because once they start reviewing the film, that's probably going to make it. Or I'll tell you what, that coach is going to be in whatever meeting he's going to have with Nick Saban and staff and say, yeah, that dude came after me, man. We can't have players.
I was thinking the same thing. Someone said on Twitter, he's going to be running after this. No, he might be running to look for a new scholarship.
Yeah.
Because, again, like we said, when you go 2 and 3 deep with 5 stars, you ain't got time for that.
Nope.
No, you got a dude doing that. Well, you go take your skills to to James Madison to get back to one of our earlier
and
callers.
He'll still get his opportunity. If he looks like a beast, I mean, he'll probably end up in the NFL regardless.
That's a big dude.
He's just
looks like he can play. Yeah,
and he's mobile like crazy. But
redshirt sophomore too. So
yeah, I would tell him the same thing, man. Go somewhere else.
Would have never thought I'd hear Barry say "Hungry Farmer," but try it with spicy links. Burns is tasty. It's owned by Carl Crawford. There's a name
really,
for the past.
Former baseball player. Yeah.
I always wish that the Astros would have made a serious run at Carl Crawford too.
Carl Crawford that ended up with the big money with the Red Sox.
With the Rays, right?
Well, then he went to the Red Sox for monster money. No. He went to the Red Sox for monster money.
Yeah.
It was a salary dump because they wanted him out. Went to the Dodgers and collected large amounts of cash for doing nothing.
But he started
there.
With the Rays.
He was a great player when he was with the Rays.
He was with the Rays 2002 to 2010, the Red Sox 2011 and 2012, and the Dodgers 2013 through 2016. Damn, I didn't think he was playing 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. I had no idea. But yeah, born and raised in, well, I shouldn't say raised, but born in Houston, Texas. Old Carl Crawford, that was a guy I wish.
Just don't get him crossed with Carl Everett,
no.
Who was certifiably nuts.
Yes, he was.
Carl Everett used to show up to golf tournaments with just the sweater vest.
Really?
I kid you not. No golf shirt underneath. No shirt underneath. But would show up for the golf
just
tournament
sleeveless sweater
with
vest?
Just the sweater vest and shorts.
Just guns out.
Yep.
Sun's out, guns out, huh?
Yep. Yep, sweating and all. Yep.
Wow. That's probably not appropriate.
No. No, I'm not sure that passes the specs for the country clubs. But, you know, on a charity golf tournament, I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, Lindsay is confirming that the potato shack is the thing to do. They said they do amazing things with potatoes. I don't know what that means. That sounds like a Tijuana show, but all right.
Just don't eat the mayonnaise?
Take your word for it. What?
Just saying, man.
Jill Clinton said the Baked Potato Factory is an actual real place. Because doesn't that sound like just a smart aleck answer?
It does.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as it's not at the food court, we're good.
Yeah, right? All right. So we've got our winner for the baked potato. But, yeah, you can keep texting them, 713-780-3776. If there's any I haven't mentioned already, don't send me a bunch of stuff that we've already said.
I am on their website. It does look legit. They even have, like, a baked potato of the day. This is for the potato shack that is in Huntsville.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks legit.
Okay. I think we've got to take a road trip and go up there and try that. Potato shack. Here you go. Keith said, potato shack, you can get buffalo wings, nachos, hamburgers, vegan, any other potato and food combo you can think of. Which
All
I always,
on your baked potato?
Yeah. I always find that fascinating. Like, there's that Just Mac. Have you heard of that?
Yes. Yeah. There's one in Midtown.
It's just mac and cheese made 100 different ways.
Right.
Kind of like Raising Cane's with...
Really, essentially, it's Hamburger Helper.
Why did you just ruin Just Mac for me
that
quickly? It sounds so much fancier when it's called Just Mac, and it's and it's macaroni with three kinds of cheeses and some bacon and... And then you just boiled it down to essentially what it really is.
It is. It's just Hamburger Helper.
They should have just called it the Hamburger Helper Shack.
Yeah, you get the little glove with the face on it. Go to work.
I bet you that would be a
although that was the
that was Pillsbury
Doughboy.
That
was a Pillsbury Doughboy.
I think they're related.
That Hamburger Helper hand always creeped me out.
It might be from Mississippi.
They were related?
Yes.
That thing always creeped me out.
The Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yeah, no, the Hamburger Helper hand.
Oh, the hand?
Yeah.
Kind of like Jazz Hands Mickey Mouse, but only one of them.
Yeah, like Mickey's hand just ran off on its own and did its own thing. You're right. Yeah, that was kind of weird.
The next version of Get Out.
Yeah, we're mentioning all this food. You know a place that I've got to mention?
You know that.
You're dang right. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen talking all this food. You need to get out there and try that. First of all, I will tell you that they have a ton of food that you're going to love if you're not trying to lose weight. Get out there and get that Himalayan Heat Burger. I read yesterday somebody texted the show and said they went out there and had it, that it was outstanding. I'll tell you, it's one of the best burgers in the city of Houston. They've got the chicken curry. They've got some of the best butter chicken in this city. They've got chicken fried steak. Quesadillas made with naan bread. But I'm looking at their Facebook page, CNI713 on Facebook. One of the first things I see up there is they've posted some healthy options that they have. They've got vegetables. They've got grilled chicken. And I think last time we were there, or no, two times ago we were there, I had the grilled chicken salad. And I was surprised at how good it was because I was like, well, I have to do this. Man, I'll tell you what. It's like Haas and his crew are Midas. Anything they touch when it comes to food turns to gold. Everything is good. Get out there and try it. 1901 Taft in Midtown. As I said before, you can look them up on Facebook, CNI713. Beautiful thing about it, they've got a bar you can get your drink on. But if you don't want to leave the house but you still want some delicious food, you can get Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen delivered to your door via DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. And when you're out there, ask for the ESPN 97.5 special. It's a half-pound burger and fries for $8.99. Get out there, 1901 Taft in Midtown. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
75.com. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
As you can hear, the show following us is The Blitz with Fred, Jong, and the no need for mention AJ, who
Mr.
is already
Style
here.
Himself.
Yes, fashionable always.
He was telling me that a goatee is out of style. Apparently, he is tuned into the hottest Hollywood styles. I swear. I don't know.
he has never had an opinion that he didn't like.
It's a good point.
Ever.
No. Nope.
It doesn't matter if you have an opinion yourself of what, you know, like his is, his trumps all.
Yeah, because see, here's the thing. No matter what I say, or if I don't say anything at all,
right,
it will come back at me first, regardless, even though you 99% of the time stir it up with him and then the blitz.
Of course. Yeah. That's part of it, though.
Yeah. But
by the way, El Jefe said Just Mac is weak. No, it's not.
Hamburger Helper's great, though.
You're just going to keep running it. We got a thing in here from, I don't know, it's food day here on The Usual
Suspects.
You
annihilated in getting in there as quick as you could. The return address. Yeah. So we can say who we got it from.
What was he saying? What was his deal?
Well, they walked in and the fine folks at Southern Recipe Small Batch, which is craft pork rinds and handcrafted beer.
Gluten-free, by the way.
Yeah. They sent us a swag box. They sent us some pork rinds and a shirt and some coasters and all this other stuff. And the shirt is a tad large. It's I think it's a 3XL, but I was like, oh, that'll fit AJ.
Nick could wear it as a nightshirt.
And he goes, dude, I've lost 15 pounds since January 1st. I was like, well, E for effort. I mean, why are you getting mad at me? You always have something mean to say to me. And when I say one thing, he gets all.
Oh, God, yeah.
Did you know? He was like, well, I've been trying to lose weight since the first. Like, why are you getting sensitive now? You crap on me every chance you get.
You're not alone, by the way.
I know. That's AJ. But I'm like, bro, now you get sensitive because I made fun of your girlish figure? That's girlish. Not like him. He must be super sensitive since he's lost all that weight.
You talking about Precious?
Oh, wow. Precious on him? But the folks at Southern Recipe Small Batch sent us some pork rinds that they look healthy.
It's a care package.
AJ said they're actually healthy, the pork rinds are.
But did AJ crack on you today? Like, what did he say to you?
Yeah, he said, talking about goatees.
Yeah, he said my goatee was out. Because I said, he goes, why do you want to lose any more weight? And I was like, because I want to get down to 170. I don't like the way I look. Like, if I do a show and I video that show and then I go back and look at it, I look fat in the face and all this other stuff and I want to lose weight. And he was like, oh, you look fat in the face because you have a goatee, because you're the only guy still rocking a goatee. I was like, that's not true. He goes, name one guy in Hollywood that has a goatee. I'm like, I'm not staring at dude's facial hair in Hollywood. I don't have them memorized.
I don't know if it makes you look fatter, but it is a dated deal. Like, no one really rocks goatees anymore.
Okay. I'm gonna Google it and see.
Crying Jordan does.
Yeah, with the what's it called? But I also can't grow a beard, but I'm looking at pictures of Brad Pitt with a goatee. Who's this dude?
By the way, Just Me Jax chimed in. Thanks for the shout out. I'm the manager at the Buffalo Grill. You keep doing your thing, Jax. Buffalo Grill is
right.
Great.
You know, The Rock has a goatee. All right. See there? That's all I needed to know.
You're just proving his point.
That's all I needed to know. The Rock? Yeah. Super sexy guy.
Yeah, he's got the body, the build. He's got look for like a goatee.
If you have the body, don't you have the build?
I guess.
Yeah. Just asking. This has gone off the rails. I know. But
I just love that AJ is the authority on style.
Well, think about that. He's also the authority on pork rinds.
Yeah. He wears New Balance tennis shoes with.
No, he doesn't.
No. But still, you could have let me have that. You could have let me roll with it for a minute.
I should have. You're right.
I got me a pair of New Balance shoes.
Man. Oh. Well, whatever. Well, those are super hot.
Yeah.
Anyways, all these pork rinds, there's these Korean kimchi barbecue pork rinds. There's the sea salt and pepper, crackback black pepper, spicy dill. He took, what did he take? The ancho?
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Dude, these
pineapple.
These look really good. Yeah, I'm going to have to try this. Although I'm going to have to eat a serving. I can't eat a whole bag as I usually would. I'm going to have to do a serving.
My dad, growing up in the Midwest, ate the real pork rinds.
Yeah.
To say that that's an acquired taste.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not. The real pork rinds are not healthy and not good for you.
Well, this says for a half an ounce, there's 70 calories. And, of course, there less than 1 gram of carbs. So I guess this is keto-friendly.
What's the fat content?
4.5 grams of fat in a half ounce. Mm. So there's four servings in this bag.
It is gluten-free.
Yeah.
So
So I'm gonna try that as well. I have to give that a shot. So appreciate it to the guys at Southern Recipe Small Batch.
No doubt. Thank you very much. By the way, Will Polacek was also mentioned. Don't ever mention that again, because he would be the guy that would kill the weight loss challenge. He would be the guy that would be like the other end of the scale. So for all the weight we're losing, he would balance it out.
Harrison Lee said all the Ball siblings have goatees. Damn it. I hate you, Harrison
Lee. Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Collins said The Rock has a goatee. Exactly. It's still fashionable.
Is it?
No.
I disagree.
No. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your beard is kind of a goatee.
Not really.
As well. Yeah, no. It's kind of an on an island.
Not if
even
it doesn't
though,
connect.
Yeah, it doesn't connect though. Barely. It's like on an island, but it's surrounded by you've got like Hawaii beard. You've got like the main island around your mouth, but then you've got smaller islands around it that make up the rest of the beard.
That's an accurate description.
Which is also my beard. Wait.
This guy's taking shots at you for that, yeah. And then you do not bounce back with what his looked like when he was doing that for a month?
Yeah, you totally missed that.
Yeah,
I mean, set that one on a T for you.
He had the Canary Islands on one side, and the Galapagos Islands on the other side.
Oh, yeah, you totally missed out on a chance for that.
Well, I had a blizzard.
Joel said earlier.
Like, making fun of people's beards would be like Roseanne Barr making fun of people's weight. There's no reason that I should have done that.
Chance is only pedophiles rock goatees now.
Okay. Thank you, Chance.
Chan, not Chance.
Oh, Chan. Chan's an idiot anyways. Who cares what Chan says?
Nice. Chan's a good dude. He showed up to Nick's place. We met him, right, Nick?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
We did. We actually met him in person.
For the holiday party.
He's a lot shorter than I thought he would be. I guess for some reason I thought
he was tall. Really? A guy named Chan was short and that surprised you?
Well, okay. Nick was more shocked by the fact that he didn't look like his Twitter picture.
I'm just, all right. So be it.
Nick thought that Lamont was Jimmy Hendrix.
I did not think that. I did not think that.
Oh, good
stuff. I was like, yeah, I thought I saw your profile pic. He's like, man, my profile pic is Jimi Hendrix. I'm like, I really didn't remember, honestly.
That would have been great if Lamont wasn't black. And you were just like, what?
I would have been shocked.
And Patrick, P. Randizzle's now. What are we supposed to do now if beards and goatees are out, AJ? The Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah. I don't know. Trust me, I'm not taking any style advice from AJ Hoffman.
But here's the other thing. What's with people still doing, and all the Ball brothers do this too, and they're, what's with the chevron shaved out of your eyebrow?
The what?
They shaved the line. Harden doesn't Harden have a line in his eyebrow too?
I didn't notice that.
James Harden, I believe he does.
He might. I didn't notice
what
that.
What is that? Bad look, man. Bad look.
I didn't even do that back. Like when I was in high school,
I see that they brought back the lines in the hair.
Yeah,
lines in the hair was cool. A thing, and the eyebrow.
Astros guys were all doing that.
What, the lines in the hair?
The three stripes on the side. And the,
Yeah. I never did any of the shaving the eyebrows thing. That worried me.
No, then you'd be worried if it grows back.
Yeah, that would be part of my concern.
Indeed.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. Somebody said, "Is a Potato Shack just a version of Torchy's Tacos?"
What? No, the menu is completely different. I've never been to a Potato Shack, but if you look at the menu, you can immediately tell it has. There's no similarities.
I just saw on Bleacher Report.
Yes.
Myles Garrett is evidently healthy again, but they said, "Bruh, Myles Garrett, freak athlete." I just go to @PacManJoel. I just retweeted it. There's a dude that tries to dunk on Myles Garrett, and he is a large man. And he elevates and takes that thing out of this guy's hand, and it is ridiculous.
Really?
Yes, here.
Retweet it.
I did.
Okay.
Check this out. Watch this. I mean.
Oh, yeah. He's a freak.
Oh, my goodness, is he up there. And that's a large man.
Yeah, that ain't right.
That's an NFL defensive lineman.
Wow.
I remember playing back in the day, too, with Sean. He was a defensive lineman from Texas, and I know you guys will be great at figuring out who he was. But he had a long career in the NFL. He played with the Lions, played with several teams. But he played pickup ball with us one day, and everybody was looking at him like, we're not going to take the kind of husky guy over there. And he came out, and we were playing on the compact center floor, and he had a buddy that worked in our ticket department. First possession down, he split two guys, took off from the dotted line, and punched one on everybody. Like, really? Wow, didn't see that coming. Man.
Yo, Adrian, Patrick, and Brandon all want to know, well, WTF, what am I supposed to do now? I have a goatee. Thank you. Acting like I'm the only dude out here rocking a goatee.
There's five of us. All five of us. We're the goatee boys. We started a new crew.
There you have it.
We're breakdancing.
Everybody.
Oh, we're the Backstreet
Boys. There you go. All right, we'll take a break. We got a half hour to go before we turn it over to the Blitz with Fred, AJ, and John. They'll take you home till 7. We'll take you up till 4. We're the usual suspects, ESPN 975.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of the Usual Suspects here on ESPN 97.5. And again, and I mean this in all seriousness, when I throw these things out there, and some of you idiots like to text derogatory comments because we bring it up. But I bring it up because our listeners are intelligent. And if I can't think of the guy's name, 99% of the time you guys come up with it. And again, you did it right there. Sean Rogers went to the University of Texas, second round pick of the Lions. Long time, long career in the NFL. Adrian Peterson at one time considered him one of the hardest hitting defensive linemen in the NFL. One hell of an athlete. UT guy. But yeah, a good dude too. So I want to get that. Make sure we got that out of the
way. All right. So I found out this morning, I got an email from Christina Anderson on our sales team, and she said, hey, can you, or would you, do you want to, participate in the camel races at Sam Houston Race Park for their opening night, January 19th? And I was like, hell yeah.
I've been there before.
I will, for sure race a camel.
And I think it's for charity, so it's for a good cause.
Yeah, so I would be going against three others, and the winner gets $500 towards their charity of their choice.
Now, is your charity the Barry's Funny Fund?
So, no.
No?
No. So, I'm going up. So, it's Friday, January 19th. These are the participants. It's ESPN Radio, KTRK, ABC 13, Houston Press, and 100.3 The Bull. I feel like 100.3 The Bull will have an advantage over the rest of us because they probably ride horses. Mm-hmm. So they probably know how to ride a camel. Just a hunch.
Ain't no controlling those crazy ass camels.
They just do what?
They just go left and right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So then she sends me an email. She's like, okay, awesome. By the way, I need to know two things. I need to know what charity you want to donate your money to, because I like her confidence that I'm going to win. But she said, also, you need to name your camel. Come up with a good one and send it my way. Yeah, try to keep it PG. There will be kids there.
Toes.
Damn it.
You can't call it Toes?
I'm seriously going with Toes.
I was
going
to say, I just call it Toes.
What if I just called it Toe? It's camel toe.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I like that. That's a really good choice,
Joel.
You
can do a t-shirt, and on the back you can say, humping to please.
No.
No?
No, I'm not doing that. But I will take suggestions.
Okay.
So if you guys want to text the show, 713-780-3776, if you want to text me names for my camel, I'm open. You can tweet me at Barry is funny. I'm also going to have to pick my charity. But then she sent me a picture. She goes, by the way, here's a picture of Jong almost falling off of his camel, and it's hilarious.
It is.
It's Jong barely hanging on. His hips and almost both feet are on the side of the camel. He looks like a, you know, you ever watched like an old Western when they had the trick riders and they would bounce from one side of the horse to the other? He looks like he's mid-trick, but I don't think he is. He's barely hanging on to this camel. So I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be fun. Sam Houston Race Park, January 19th. If you want to come out and watch me smoke the competition and race this camel, come out, it'll be fun. And I think Fred's doing the Blitz is going to be there.
Well, they're going to be actually
on the 19th
handicapping the race,
the camel race.
Yeah. So you can call in Fred's and have try a, and get the inside betters, scoop from Fred on
gonna,
the betters perspective.
Yeah, he's gonna have a betters guy. Yeah, she said Fred, AJ will be broadcasting live and Fred will be there afterwards.
AJ will have a goatee.
No
I don't
believe that would be the case.
He just said goatees are like pagers and hyper color shirts.
Yeah. They're so 90s or whatever.
Just described Wham.
Name your camel Lady Humps. All right. We're going to have to do better than that, Adrian. way better than that. Toe is the leader in the clubhouse.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Although I don't know if that qualifies for PG-13.
What about,
does it?
What about do the Humpty Hump?
No. No, that was it. Stick with toe. Okay. I like that. So that's it. That's all I wanted to that was the other thing I needed to plug.
Okay.
The camel race. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. So you've been, Nick, you've seen the races. How far is it? Is it all the way around the track or just like the straightaway?
No, it's just a one shot. Good. You, I'm telling you, you can't control these crazy ass camels.
Really?
You really can't.
So if I wear spurs, that's pointless?
Yeah. You're going to get it.
Show up in spurs.
Huh? You're going to get it.
I know. I'm going to show up in spurs and like a cowboy outfit.
Yeah, it's literally, I don't know how long it is, but it's just a straight. You ain't.
Okay.
Ain't no circles being made.
I wonder if it's like, if it's, my big fear, this is so stupid. My big fear is that the camel will bite me. I don't want to be bitten or spit on
now,
me.
I do know that camels have been known to be ornery in the past, and they do have some big chompers.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
and you are the kind of guy that would piss them off.
That's a fear of mine, that the camel would bite me.
I really hope this camel throws you off. That'd be so funny.
You would.
Yeah,
I root
would
for that, wouldn't you?
It would be published on
Twitter.
Name
it, who took my lettuce?
Now, it can't be an inside, like, because I don't think the people there have to know, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, toe is a good, everyone there will get why I named the camel toe.
Yep.
Everyone's going to get that. Oh, look, that's his camel toe.
Hopefully not the kids, but everybody else will get it. Yeah.
But I'll have to clear that with Christine, but I'm open to other suggestions that want to come in as well. Are you the one reading the text and the text message
right
thing?
Now? I am.
Yeah, you're confusing me. You're confused. Sorry. Are you taking over on the text line?
I'm leaving them all in the inbox for you.
I need you to take them over because I go by the ones that aren't read and you're messing up my flow.
Okay, I'll just read the deleted ones and you read the
okay.
inbox.
Okay, all right.
How about that?
Yeah, you screw me all up and then I'm reading, not reading.
Hey, by the way, the Golden Globes were Sunday.
Okay.
And so I said that my wife and mother-in-law were glued and affixed to the television, so it was on. But one of the movies that everybody was talking about was I, Tonya. And I've told you guys it's about Tonya Harding. And when I was working in Portland in my first job out of college, that's when she was training for the Olympics and doing all this stuff. And I think I've mentioned on the show several times, she was basically the epitome of kind of like white trash, rednecky.
Yeah.
She wasn't afraid to go to the bar on Friday night with a pitcher of beer all to herself and a pack of cigs and sit at the corner of the bar. But she also now is getting a lot of pub because of this movie. And I think it's Allison Janney won Best Supporting Actress Golden Globes for portraying her mother in the movie. But so she's making the circuit on the interviews, and everybody's just, you know, basing it, basically giving her slow lobs for softball questions
right.
to kind of talk about the movie. Pierce Morgan, not so much.
No?
No, started off a little friendly, then basically got like, who's the real victim here, you or Nancy Kerrigan? And it sounded like this. Tanya wasn't too happy.
I respect you for trying to ask these questions. However, yeah. I am really here just to talk about the future and what it means. My movie now, to me, is going to help so many people to realize that it is okay to ask for help. It took me so long to be able to ask for somebody
to help
me.
Tonya, let me just interrupt a moment. Do you think
that's why I'm here speaking
to
you
today? Well, I know that maybe it suits you to play the victim, but I think the victim in all this wasn't you. It was Nancy Kerrigan, who had her Olympic dream shattered quite literally in her legs.
I believe that we all... Thank you so much. I appreciate being on your show, but I think I'm going to have to say have a good night.
You're going to end the interview because I think that Nancy Kerrigan was the victim here, not you.
You weren't letting me finish. I think that many people are the victims of abuse every single day.
Wow.
Basically, then, and her comment, it's okay to ask for help. So I knew I wasn't going to win the gold medal, so I asked for help and asked my boyfriend to go take out one of the limbs of my major competition.
Yeah.
I
love that she had no response.
Nope.
She just got shut down and was like, I'm out. I got nothing.
Yeah, because Jeff Galooly was the boyfriend, and then he had the big kind of like portly fat dude that helped him execute the plan back in the day.
Yeah.
But literally, where did she ask for help? What did she need help with other than the fact that she wasn't as good as Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah, that... I don't know. And that's, I mean, she might be like the Kardashians of the ice skating world, because I guess she was good at one point, but
she was good.
She's infamous, not famous.
Yeah, she was just worried about not being great. So she wanted to take out the competition.
Raheel said I should call it Barry Camelack. That made me laugh. And then someone else said Moose Knuckle. That's another option. I like all three of those.
There you go.
And then someone said, be careful. Jong almost lost one of his
family
testicles.
Jewels.
Yeah, yeah. On that camel falling off of it. That's concerning to me.
Yeah, especially for a guy that's not married yet.
Yeah, that's I don't know about that.
All right, we're humping to please. We got a segment to go in the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I'm breaking my real bad.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment, Usual Suspects, before we turn over to Blitz. Fred, AJ, Jong, you know the people that follow us. Barry knows them intimately. Update in Lithuania. LiAngelo Ball and LaMelo combined for 29 points in the Lithuanian pro debut of both players. The youngest won 10 points and LiAngelo 19 as they won 90-80. There's some video if you care to see it.
Are we going to start giving updates for them?
No, it's just because it was their first game. They finally played a damn game. These guys were on the world tour following their brother and the Lakers around for so long. It's like, so you made this big deal about signing in Lithuania. Are you ever going to go? So they finally went and they played. But the bigger thing to me is, and I don't know if you guys saw this, but kind of like the backlash after the backlash when Papa Bear, the Kardashian, takes the shot at Luke Walton. And then Luke Walton has the funny post-game comment.
Who?
When LeVar says,
"Oh,
I was like, Luke's lost the team," and then the follow up was Luke coming up after the game and the reporter
said,
"You know, his dad was talking
bleep."
So I just, I figured. But here's the thing: now Rick Carlisle went on a rant, who's the head of the Coaches Association, and said that he was critical of ESPN and saying that ESPN is just looking for ratings and clicks, and that they should stop interviewing him. In which a lot of the writers have said, look, our bosses, we don't like doing it, but our bosses are telling us we have to do it. To which now there are several other coaches that are jumping on board stating that they're going to their PR departments of their respective NBA teams and saying, if you do an interview and publicize the interview with LaVar Ball, they want your credential revoked. I think that's a bit much.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. I think that you have to – this dude feels like he's playing the media and the NBA like puppets. And I think you've got to put a stop to it however you see fit.
Okay.
Because he's sitting back going, look what I'm doing. I've got everybody in the world and the media side talking about me. I've got the NBA's ears. They're coming to me to tell – the head of the Lakers – that front office is coming to me. Who else's parents are they going to? What other team is going to another man that isn't involved with that organization and talking to him? That's all me. I think you have to put a stop to it.
I love putting a stop to it. I just think you're messing with the whole free speech and everything else again if you're trying to tell the media who they can and can't talk to, and if they don't listen, they're going to lose their right to go to games.
I imagine they made that decision because they knew if they were to just tell him, hey, don't ask those questions or don't bring it up, that the media wouldn't stop. So they went ahead and put a trap order on it and try to block it completely. But my whole deal is, and I'm going to go ahead and it's going to take a quick shot at ESPN. ESPN is the forefront. They're the reason why he's a story. I don't care. I mean, it's not CBS Sports. It's not Fox. It's ESPN. They're the reason why this has become the story. And if you ask an NBA coach, when it's time to do media, who you're going to, and you prioritize it, who you're going to do media with first, nine times out of 10, they're going to prioritize it and do ESPN first over everything else, over their local TV mm-hmm. gigs, over the radio people,
sure.
over the online people. And if you really want to, you know, want to stop that, you should be sending a message to ESPN too. But they don't want to do that because they know how important ESPN is to them. And that's my whole problem with it. Like, the ones that are asking their PR staff to revoke credentials, are you going to stop doing interviews with ESPN? Because they're no question the engine behind all
they're
of
them. They're also affiliated with the NBA, and they require you to have to do interviews with them on game days when your team is participating in a national TV game on ESPN. So that's a good point, Nick. It really is. And the interesting thing, too, was someone went back and dug out when Lonzo was first drafted by the Lakers. Shannon Sharp, of all people, they had him on their show and said, you know, what are you going to do now that your kid's finally been drafted by the Lakers? And he basically is on record as saying, once he gets taken by the Lakers and it's done, I'm done. I'm not going to say another word. I'm not going to do it. Well, that obviously didn't last long.
Mm-mm.
And now the other bad thing is a lot of other coaches in the league are being brought into this mess and being asked to talk about it. Steve Kerr was asked to talk about it, and he started out by saying, geez, I did not expect this question, nor did I prepare for it. But he basically, as he normally does, comes up with a pretty eloquent and good answer to the question.
So I've talked to people in the media this year. I said, why do you guys have to cover that guy? They say, well, we don't want to. Nobody wants to, but our bosses tell us we have to. Because of the ratings, because of the readership. So somewhere, I guess it's in Lithuania, LeVar Ball is laughing at all of us. People are eating out of his hands for no apparent reason other than, you know, he's become like the Kardashian of the NBA or something, and that sells. And that's what is true in politics and entertainment and now in sports. It doesn't matter if there's any substance involved with an issue. It's just, can we make it really interesting for no apparent reason? There's nothing interesting about that story. Do you know how many parents of my players have probably been at home going, why isn't he playing my kid, you know? And yet we're sticking a microphone in front of his face because it's apparently it gets ratings. I don't know who cares, but people care. They must care, or ESPN wouldn't be spending, you know, whatever they're spending to send reporters to Lithuania.
It's a good point, man.
It's a great point. It's a great point. I think he put it very well, and I think a lot of people agree with him, too.
I agree with you.
So,
yeah, I mean, look, and I know we have our rule, and we don't stick to it religiously, well, but at the same point in time, and Nick, you bring up a great point, too. I mean, look, the bottom line is enough with this dude. Until we got some substance or some reason to, just cut him off.
I would attempt to do something. Now, if revoking credentials is the only thing I can do, I probably would resort to that.
Yeah.
I would imagine...
He's making a mockery of the NBA.
You understand why the coaches are coming to the rescue, too, because now it's messing with their livelihood. A guy in their profession is being attacked by a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't high school or junior high. This is the NBA. You know what? Put on your big boy pants. You signed the contract. You're getting the money. Now step the hell out of the way. No one cares about what your dad says, and you got to come and play.
Yeah. I'm a bit distracted.
Yes. Why?
I Googled the sexiest men in Hollywood.
Because you're looking for goatees?
Yeah. Number 7 rocks a goatee. Just want to point that out.
Kanye West?
No, he's on there, though, and he does rock a goatee. I've never heard of this dude, though.
But he's cool.
Yeah, well, he is in my book if he's rocking the goatee. Mike Coulter? I guess he's, I don't know.
No.
But, Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. So Mike
Jessica
Coulter.
Jones has a goatee?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Just thought she was on the
also,
list.
Also, another one in my favor, RuPaul. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go.
Wouldn't that suck? You'd be like, damn, all the trannies rock?
She
really?
Might have more than one.
Huh? Yeah, that's that could be the case.
And by the way, Brandon, on text messages.
Uh-oh. I wish you would have never discovered
it. We don't live
it.
In Sienna Plantation.
See, this
and
is
everybody's
the
bathroom. It doesn't matter. It was all a joke as part of a bit. Just relax.
I see, this is why I'm sad that Joel has discovered, because I filter him from all that, and now he's reading them all, and it's getting into his head.
Well, you played IT guy, and you showed him how to sign on to the text
message. I did
not
nothing
nice,
of the
that's
sort.
That's not true.
Someone else showed him, not me.
He liked having that control.
No, I liked filtering you from it.
Okay. All right, speaking of no filters, the Blitz is next. It's Fred, it's AJ, it's John. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. Barry, Nick, and myself will be back again tomorrow and every Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. on The Usual Suspects. Until then, we'll turn it over to the Blitz. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you. ESPN 97.5.